Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Because if you're not healthy, urologically, you can't start a fire in your warehouse, so Blue Sky could fix it. Right, Corey?
Yeah, that's right.
That actually makes sense. That's called arson, okay, but yeah, cool. We're good.
Or a Greek fire.
Yeah, great lead, and thank you guys so much. Blue Sky Restoration. So what is restoration? What do? We are Chicago's leading restoration contractor, and we help people and businesses that had fire or water damage or something or anything substantial is happening to a building. There's we also do the renovation. So we'll mitigate fire. We'll mitigate water. We're a mold remediation contractor. We're an environmental contractor for things like lead abatement, asbestos abatement.
Mold?
Yep, mold, of course. And we do commercial roofing. And it rained in Chicago. So just this last week, we have been so incredibly busy. We are literally working for every sector of industry. The hotels are calling, condo towers are calling, apartments are calling. We're working in hospitals. We've got all this work related to the storms that came through and other just random events. We're busy. We're big. Our customers are calling. We're helping as many people as we can. But guess what happened to us personally? Blue Sky Restoration suffered a very small fire in our own warehouse in Rolling Meadows. We've got a beautiful...
Gorgeous.
An incredible facility. 120,000 square feet. We've got a 120-person auditorium. Last Friday, at one of our cleaning stations, so we clean every piece of equipment that comes off a job site. It's cleaned before it's dispatched out to another job site. And there was just a very, very small fire at one of our clean stations. Okay, the fire itself, not a very big deal at all. One sprinkler head went out. Rolling Meadows Fire Department came out. Chief Pete was texting us, "Hey, guys, there's a fire in your building. Who are you going to call?"
It's funny.
Yeah. So, and our leader, our vice president, Robert Iwema, we have the most awesome leadership here in Chicago. He drove straight to the building. He called in literally every hand that we've got at Blue Sky and started cleaning our warehouse last Friday. Then it rained Saturday, and business is just exploding. We didn't miss a beat. The fact that we were dealing with our own internal problem didn't slow us down at all. We covered everything just as we needed to, and we were able to take care of ourselves, because check this out. On Monday, so the fire was Friday, last Monday, we have like 20, 30 people descending into Chicago from Blue Sky. We're doing a corporate training at our office on this operation initiative, the thing that makes us the best in the country. And we did not want to reschedule or anything. We had work, so where our crews worked over the weekend cleaning our building. We still had our huge event last week. Everybody was in town. And I knew this was going on over the weekend, and I went to the office Monday morning. And when I walked through the employee entrance of our building, which opens up to a huge, our office center where we all sit and work, it was amazing to see. I knew smoke had traveled through our building. It was completely pristine clean. And I mean, sparkling.
I mean, you guys are the experts in crisis cleanup.
And you got to think about this footage, though. 110,000 square feet. And we're talking about cleaning the ceiling joists.
Yeah,
and
all the smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the smoke that gets you, right?
Yeah. My desk had been cleaned. The carpets had been cleaned. The walls are clean. The ceiling joists are clean. The sprinkler pipes are cleaned. Wow. The office smelled absolutely amazing. You can't tell that it happened.
That's cool. I mean, not cool, but cool that you guys were able to do it.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of ironic that restoration...
Isn't it?
Like the restoration company, and it could happen anywhere. Yeah. I mean, that just shows you the restoration company of the show, of the Chicagoland
still
area.
Still has accidents.
Still has accidents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Things happen. Yeah.
You guys, we get the calls when the fire departments have fires. Like, we've replaced fire departments' roofs. And we're Blue Sky. We have a building. We service buildings when they're damaged. So it's kind of inevitable. Things can happen. Everything's plumbed. There's sprinklers. Fires can break out. And what are you going to do when something traumatic like that happens? And you've got appointments and you got to keep going and you need emergency help. Well, call Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. That's what we're here to do.
Phone number.
You can reach us at all times at 888-256-8844.
So in addition to the fire, right, because a lot of our listeners don't realize this, you come in and how do you sanitize that space?
You know, a fire cleaning is really a labor intensive cleaning. So this is where the people are wearing PPE and ventilators, but smoke and soot stick to surfaces. So if a in the time this fire is small, please, our building is fine. There's no structural anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But a small fire will blow smoke into the building, and just and that smoke is sticky and tacky and will stick to everything. The walls, the ceiling joists, the personal property, the business property, everything gets a little layer of smoke dust, basically. But it's not dust, it's sticky, oily, synthetic fire residue that has to be physically cleaned off. So you're running air filtration to clean the air, but you have to physically hand remove the soot particulate from the surfaces. And if you don't do that appropriately, then that's when you get those buildings that just continually remain odorous post-fire. When there's been a fire, you call Blue Sky. The cleaning is so perfect that there will never be an odor of that fire occurrence. And so that's the mitigation process of perfectly cleaning and prepping the site for construction. So everything's clean, and now we're moving into whatever the construction may be. In our case, there won't be any, but...
Phone number.
www.goblusky.com. G-O-B-L-U-S-K-Y.